brain. You have one, I assume, and you've been listening to me, so it's probably pretty soft by now. But, speaking of soft, there's that new body to think of and the way your brain regards it. Your mind opens up and thinks of your body, your form thinks of all of you tied to what remains of the chemical understanding of your old body, but the new body you've laid out in front of you, well, that gets laid and played by the two of us, I like an instrument, you like someone just learning, playing with that body, feeling its softness, its intensity, its pointy nipples, its warm breasts, feeling that body makes your brain do things. Now, we already knew this. Your brain always does things. Your mind has a little bit of difficulty getting its words out sometimes, but that doesn't mean the feelings aren't there. The feeling that you are comfortable and okay with this body, that these big warm breasts and their pointed nipples control and confine, guide and inform, give and construct your new reality. Well, that understanding flows quite naturally from you wanting your breasts big and warm as they are, you wanting your body as wonderful as it's become, you wanting the curves and the softness. Wanting each and every one of those things means that you want this, you want the new construction. Even if it takes your conscious mind down for a little while, your conscious mind will find that the pleasurable reactions on the other side are enough incentive to let it all slide. Enough incentive for you to let your body be resculpted, your mind be resculpted, and the pleasure that flows through it flow to your limbs and let them experience things they previously have been left out of, your entire body. Feeling the warmth, feeling the intensity, feeling the constancy, the way that you drum into yourself that you love this body is that your brain sends pleasure chemicals when you feel those big warm breasts, when you think of my breasts, when you think of all of the submissive desire and sensitivity that comes along with having a body that feels pleasure so easily. Your brain gets locked in, and then it gets left in, and then it gets let behind into a place where we were before, as I remind you of where we are now, which is leaving your body behind, awakening a new body, a new instruction, a new purity, a new softness, an absolute sensitivity. You feel the body you have now with its heavy breasts, your mind rests, and it sends signals along nerve endings you're barely aware of when you're awake, but nonetheless control that unique, relaxing, sensual pleasure. Distant from normal sexual pleasure, holistically good for you. Pure, teaching you. Making you want it, desiring you to want it, needing you to want it, that's where I'm at, so I lay it out for you. I lay everything on the table, you feel your breasts warm. You're able to squeeze them and pinch the nipples and let the warmth and heaviness float over the rest of your body, and your body feels just a little bit more turned on, a little bit more aroused, a little bit more fully realized than it was before, and that's okay. But this is all down to your brain, which has pleasure centers that tie in to your fetishes and desires and your ideal image. And the pleasure you feel when you see this body, feel these warm breasts, feel your nerve endings retasking, repurposing themselves to add more pleasure to your chest, add more pleasure to your soft skin, your curvy hips. You add it all together and it all equals pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And your mind is doing the adding behind the scenes at the times when your conscious mind's just a little too deep, just a little too blank, just a little too drifty, just a little too needy. To do anything except let itself be taken up in the need and the desire and the drift and the drip and the ache and the want of this moment. You hear my voice, and hearing my voice is enough to send you over the edge into new pleasurable territory, and your mind follows along because your mind doing what I want your mind to do. Well, that's for the best. Your mind doing what it wants to do is for our mutual satisfaction, desire, enjoyment. And that is why you should think of your brain retasking, repurposing, refilling the rest of you with pleasured nerve endings tied to this new body. Curvier hips, bigger breasts, so of course the nerve endings respond when your hands are in front of your chest. Squeezing, pinching, tweaking. And this new body loves my breasts, so whenever you think of worshipping breasts, of laying your head between them, of licking, kissing, sucking away, your mind fades away, your body melts away, and you do so, indulging, pure and complete, a pure, complete sensation that sends heat through your body, but it is the relaxing heat of a hot water bottle at the end of a long, hard day, rather than the heat of lust or rut. Those heats will come, but they come later, after you've learned to love these warm, heavy breasts for what they are, a soothing manifestation of your beautiful skin, your soft curves, your vacant mind. You feel your breasts, your chest swelling, warm in your hands, heavy on your mind. You lean into it and feel yourself left behind as every little bit of you finds the new you and begins to move in, moving the furniture, moving the boxes, moving your understanding and development to this body which is smooth and soft, which adores breasts, worships them, including the two on your chest, big, massive teats, wonderfully squeezable, pinchable, milkable. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to give into that, because doing that, giving into that, develops new understandings, new pathways in your brain. Your mind's already rewiring when it releases its pleasure chemicals, and pinching your nipples is definitely one of the triggers. Your mind will become habituated and trained. Your mind will become so trained that your image in other dimensions will shift. Your image of your body will shift, and your warm, heavy breasts, your feminine curves, your soft skin, your lilting, giggling, wanting, submissive desire, at my mercy pinned under my breasts, well, that's exactly where you'll be. With me, listening, free of old restraints and under new ones, under new constraints, but this body liberates more than it restrains, and the ways it restrains are all about you learning. Restraint can teach you so many lessons, and your mind can learn so many things under my control, under my guidance, and under my thumb, and we together, imagining my thumb and finger pinching your nipples, take you onward.